Tonight's shir is Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Seif Aleph. Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Zeman Hadlokas and Eretz LeShabbos, the time to light candles for Shabbos. Seif Aleph. Savich HaSheicho. When it's questionable if it's dark or not outside, we ben HaShmoshes, that's twilight. V'hainu k'dei shi'ur hiluch shloshes riv a mil. That's the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. Ach HaShkiyah Sechama, after the sun sets. V'shir mil hu Shalish Shah Pachos Chelik Shloshim. A mil is 1/3 of an hour minus 1/30, which means 18 minutes. 1/3 of an hour is 20 minutes. Take off a shlishim, it's 18 minutes. So the shear of 3/4 of a mil is basically 13 and a half minutes before it's absolute light, before it says Gacham. So when you're dealing with Banish Marshas, the Mechaber says, Ein Ma'asrin Es Havadai. In that time frame, we don't meiser things that have to be meisered. They might be in a kalim, or you don't tarif al kalim. They might leak in a sanerus, and you certainly can't light candles. They might arve in a vichachumim, and you can't make an ev tachumim. The ayin, the kamon, sim a tough test vav, sif bez, look later in hilchus tachum, tough test vav. Avil, but in the Benish Moshe's time, ma'asunas had the mai. You could meister things that are suffic if they need meisters taken. The toim then is a chamin, and you could wrap up something hot. And you can make an Erev Chatzeris for Ayin L'Kamonsim and Shin Sadi Gimel about the lochas of Erev Chatzeris on Shin Sadi Gimel. Umotar loyim le'ena Yehudi ben Hashmashos lahadik ne'er l'tzerach Shabbos. During this twilight time, you can instruct a non-Jew to light a lamp that you need for Shabbos. V'chein, loyim le'lasos kol melocha shi l'tzerach mitzvah o shu tarud v'nechbaz aleh. Or you can instruct the non-Jew during this time to do any activity that you cannot do, and you need it for either a mitzvah or something that you're bothered with and upset about if it's not done. The Amar concludes, V'chein, Misha Kiblov Shabbos Shah Oshtayim Kodim Chashecha. Also, if someone accepted upon himself Shabbos an hour or two before Tzeis Kochavim, Yachaloyim Le'ena Yehudi Lahad Le'kaner Ushar Devarim Shetzarich. During that time frame, before it's even nighttime, before it's even Shkiyas Achama, but he was Mekabel Shabbos, he can instruct a non-Jew to light a lamp or anything else that he may need. V'ayin l'kamon, Simen Shin Membeis, look at Simen Shin Membeis. Mr. Brewer, Sif Katan Aleph, Ben Hashmashos. Vim Nistapik, Yim Higiyaz Ma'la Ben Hashmashos, that's he doesn't know it's Ben Hashmashos. Ben Hashmashos itself is the time when, in between day and night, he doesn't even know it's Ben Hashmashos, yet Gam Kenosu, it has to be forbidden during that time. Sifkan Beis, Achash Shkiyah Sachamo. The time of Benish Moshe, as we said, is like close to 14 minutes after Shkiyah Sachamo. Hainu Achar Soif Shkiyah. That means that after the end of the sunset. The last Atoises of Shulchan Aruch Nimshach Metchilas Hashkiyah at Sofa Yoser Mishlosh Milim. According to the view of Toises, and the Shulchan Aruch follows this way, the time of sunset, Shkiyah, actually lasts. Shkia will last from the beginning to the end more than 3 mil. Remember, each mil is 18 minutes. So you're dealing with a 54-minute shkia. The kamon sif beis, like we'll say in sif beis. V'acher kach maschel azmar de ben eshmas. That's when ben eshmas begins. And that's when you have this 13 and a half minute after that. V'ayin l'kamon mishter bruz sif kon chof. Look at mishter bruz kon chof. Mishter bruz is going to tell us not to go with this shita. But that's the mechaber's mahalach. Sifkan Gimel Ein Ma'asrin. Once you're in the Ben Hashmashos period, we do not ma'aser things that have to be ma'aser. Afilu b'ma'aser peros d'havi d'rabbanon. Even if you're just ma'asering fruits, where the obligation is only d'rabbanon, we're not going to do it during Ben Hashmashos. Sifkan Dad Es Havadai. We don't ma'aser things that have to be ma'asered. D'havi le kimisakin. What's wrong with taking off ma'aseris? It's fixing it. It's a tikkun, like tikkun mona. And similarly, we don't set aside challah during that time, even in chutzlarts where the mitzvah farsh is drabonin. V'chamur chalas chutzlarts, yoyisim ma'isrin. In one way, to set aside challah in chutzlarts is more severe than setting aside ma'isrin in Eretz Yisrael. The Indian ma'isr, because when it comes to ma'isr, im ein lo ma'yoychel b'shabbos, if you have nothing else to eat on Shabbos, then it's actually a mitzvah to take off the ma'aser. You'll have what to eat. The kaimel and we hold the Lord gazu al shvus ben hashmashos a tzarech mitzvah. The chachamim did not impose their isad rabbanon when it's Banish Marshos and needed for a mitzvah. Ukmosha Pasik Kamon, as we'll see later on. Or in Chala, when it comes to Chala, Yeshla Hach, Mirbechol Gavni. We should be strict no matter what. Shai Chalas, Chutzla Oretz, Yochel Le'echol, Beloha Froshes Chala. Because when it comes to the issue of eating the dough or the bread before challah was taken, in Chutz La'aretz you actually can eat it. You can eat it before you set aside challah. U'l'shaya ma'at, let's leave a little over. At Acher Shabbos till Shabbos ends, u'l'hafesh minim ashuya, and then you'll set aside challah from the piece you left over. And therefore there's no need to mafresh on Shabbos. Just mafresh after Shabbos. So there's a heter for ma'aser, because you can't eat without it. There's no heter for ma'aser chala, because you can eat without it. Well, l'chein, therefore, k'shechal Shabbos be'erev Pesach, when erev Pesach is chal on Shabbos, v'lehifesh chala mei ha-matzah be'erev Shabbos mi-bo'ed yom, and a person forgot to set aside chala from the matzah before Shabbos started, mutar l'hafresh af be'erev Shabbos ben ha-shmashos, will let him mafresh the challah during the Banish Moshe's period, leading into Shabbos. Why is that? The e'efshar le'echol u'l'shar chaticha mikol matzah. Because it's not possible to eat and then leave over from each matzah and mafresh challah from that. V'hu adin, im lohifesh challah mod yom, me'alechem chametz, she'yochel baboker b'Shabbos. Similarly, if he forgot to mafresh challah erev Shabbos, from the bread that's chametz that he plans on eating in the morning of that Shabbos or Pesach, that for sure he can't wait to Matzah Shabbos to mafresh his Pesach. So that also he can mafresh Erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes. So the Mishnah Berurah brings here this concept that there's a scenario with matzah that you're allowed to mafresh ben Hashmoshes the challah on the matzah because you can't set aside pieces of matzah and the mafresh from the matzah afterwards. He doesn't say why not. Clearly, this could be what he meant before in the end of Simon Rish Samach. And then the Rish Samach, he said the same thing, that when do you have to instruct your wife for your mafresh challah, make sure to instruct her Erev Pesach. And if you didn't instruct her Erev Pesach, what would be? So according to the way he's saying here, what are you going to do? You're going to take off a piece and mafresh from that? You can't do that from each matzah. The only story I could say, I looked high and low to find someone to mouse with this, I did not find. Maybe he's afraid you have such a small amount of matzah, you won't have enough shiurim to eat for the mitzvahs, if for every matzah you got to break off a piece to put aside.
You
maybe.
You don't have a shlema then either.
You do it later. Oh. That can make the motzi first. I'm not sure why. He says it here, he implied it in the end of Reish Samech, and I'm still looking for a pshat. All the mafarshim say the other one. All the mafarshim say the case of Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, and you worry about the Chometz. That's an under Machzor Shekels. That's clear in the poskim. This nuance of the matzah for Erev Pesach, B'chal, I don't know what it means. Sevkan Hey, the Eimat Bina V'Chu, we don't toivel Kalim. Hamachaber hit the Gloshna Mishnah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Mishnah. Afshe Ein Noigat, even though the Mishnah isn't relevant to us. The Hamishnah, what's the Mishnah talking about? The Inyan Hatbil Kalim make Tumas Son. You had a kli that's tamei, and you want to toivel it. Mishum denafka mina mizeh l'didon. So why is Ruch Noach bring it? Because it's relevant to us in a different way. L'inyan tefilas kelim chadoshim. When we buy new kelim, hanikhan mina eni yehud, if you buy it from a non-Jew. So that is the application for us. The Mishnah is talking about tumah. You can't toivel it to get rid of the tumah. The Mechaber says it applies to us. You can't toivel a new kli. Ladasa oisrim lahatbil b'Shabbos, according to those who hold that it's forbidden on Shabbos to toivel new kelim. Okay, the Kamon b'simin shinchav gimel sevzayin, you'll see it later in simin shinchav gimel. The aser nami they did too lahatbil on b'nei shmosha. So those opinions will hold that not only can't you toivel on Shabbos, you can't toivel b'nei shmoshos. The hatam, and what's the problem? Mishum denir kemesak and esekli. Again, it looks like tikkun mone. You're mending and fixing the kli, making it usable. Until now you couldn't use it, and now that you're terrible that you can use it. But if he needs it, and there's no alternative, then he can't toil benesh mashas, ulevarech kedin, and he can make the brach on it as the halacha requires. Sifkanva, the aimat likin, you cannot light the lamps benesh mashas. Bezeh also afil tzorech mitzvah, this is also even for a mitzvah. She is batlai dezeh misud Shabbos. What's the mitzvah? Maybe I'm not going to enjoy my Suda Shabbos or anything like that. You can't light the candles. It's fake of the arise. And this is a Torah issue. Till now, we're dealing with the Rabbonans. This is a Shalva D'Oraisa, and Benesh Moshe is a Safek D'Oraisa. So we're machmer even the Tzorich Mitzvah. V'afilu b'di'evin im hidlik, and even b'di'evin, if he did light it, o sha'asa shar ezim alocha Benesh Moshe, or he did any other malocha during twilight, asur lehenos mimena, it's forbidden to benefit from that malocha. Kemo im haya oisos al b'Shabbos kufa, the same as if he would have done it on Shabbos itself, the asur, that is forbidden. Afilim asa osa b'shogi, even when done unintentionally. Kamavar b'simen shin yuches, we'll clarify this later, simen shin yuches, p'im gadon, ayin b'aloch, n'bein locha. Sivkot zayin, v'ein ma'arvin, we don't make erev t'chumim b'nesh moshes. V'ein ma'arvin erev t'chumim, de b'gemara yesh semech, erev t'chumim k'ro, the gemara brings a support to erev t'chumim from a posik, v'akein chomir, therefore it's more strict, afil dvar mitzvah os, that even for dvar mitzvah, we don't do erev t'chumim b'nesh moshes. Kein, kasav, or the Shabbos. That's what the early Shabbos writes. Bavush mekel dvar mitzvah. Bavush disagrees and says, for dvar mitzvah, you can do erev t'chumim b'nesh moshes. These two views are actually found in the Sefer Meiri. Ayin Shom Shekosav, look there, he writes, according to the view that is permitted, when the Gemara says you can't, that's for something optional. And it's talking about when you're actually going to walk and stand by the Tchum. The Be'alma Mutter Afil Dvar Shus, usually that's Mutter Dvar Shus, the Be'pas, if it comes to using bread to make your erev tachumim, hakaimon we hold that feeling about yom ein ma'arvin dvar mitzvah, that even erev Shabbos you're not allowed to do that unless it's for dvar mitzvah. When shakasa simin tov tesvav sifal, if you find that tov tesvav, ad kam l'shon hamiiri sifkan ches va'ayin l'kaman simin tov tesvav. Look later tov tesvav. That's the dinim of tachumim. What's allowing me to say the before sham over there? It's clarified to be the evid if he did it, even though halacha said not to. Eruv the erev works. Ayin Shom Magadavam, look there, Magadavam. Again, this is dealing with an Isra Bonon, so if he did it, but the evidence works. So if Kantas Esha Demai, we can Maisu Demai. The Ruiv Ami Oritz Ma'asun Hain Demai is something that you don't know whether or not Maisus was taken, and since most Ami Oritz take off Maisus, we assume it was already taken care of, and therefore when you do Maisus again, V'lo Mikri Tikun, you don't consider that a Tikun. Sefkan Yud V'tomnim, he can insulate his pot to keep it warm, but davar sheinu mosif hevel, as long as insulation does not add heat. K'mo shekasav b'tchilas simin reishon zayin, like we learned at the beginning of reishon zayin. Ayin shom shemavoya kol proti adin b'tamein. Over there, we clarify all the details and the reasons behind it. Uleshar devarim she'asim drabonon chutz me'el d'chashapo. Now, there are many other things that are asim drabonon on Shabbos, and they're not mentioned here. Din ben hashmoshes k'mo Shabbos atzmo. We treat ben hashmoshes like Shabbos. That's also. Unless you're dealing for a dvar mitzvah or other necessity, come on, as we clarify later, b'simin shin mem beis, ayin shom, look over there in shin mem beis. Sifka yud aleph. Uma'arvin, you can make an erev chatzeres. V'yachal gam ken levorach, you can make a broch on the erev chatzeres. V'ayim sifdal, mashik sam, shom, look in sifdal, what you write there. Uma kamokam lachat chila yizahar, one should be careful not to delay making the Erev Chatzeres so late that it's already Benesh Moshes. Sifkan Yubesim and Shin Sadi Gimel, then look in Shin Sadi Gimel, Hainu Deshtufim Uvo'o Siyesh Lodin Erev Chatzeres. Over there we learn that partnering up to carry in the street is similar to Erev Chatzeres, Oud Prati Dinu Aisham, and all the details are there. Sifkan Yud Gimel. Mechaber says, you construct a non-Jew Benesh Moshes to light the lamp, Lomelin Yehudin. Telling non-Jews to do malach on Shabbos is nisdrabon. For God's rosh shavus ben hashmashos, and there is no decree of the chachamim when it comes to ben hashmashos if it's a tzarich mitzvah. Because come on, since shema beis ayin sham. So therefore, in this case, you can tell the non-Jew to light the lamps of kanyadal ben hashmashos during twilight. Hamachaber ozel shita. So again, the Shulchan Aruch follows his view. The sfilah come on b'simin shin zayin sefer. He holds in simin shin zayin. The b'shabbos gufa asur aydein yehudi. That on Shabbos itself, it would be forbidden to instruct a non-Jew. The malacha d'iraisa on a Torah activity, on a Torah iser, afilim hutzarech Shabbos, even if you need it for Shabbos. V'ayinah kamon tzim reish ayin vav sif beis v'agav. If you look in reish ayin vav sif beis dramah being shitas bal ha'iter, that on Shabbos itself, you can tell a non-Jew to do a malacha d'iraisa l'tzarech mitzvah. So there's a shitas bal ha'iter that dramah brings to be mekel. Mechaber doesn't go for that. And that's what he's saying. The Mechaber here only allows the Benesh Moshes. He will not allow it on Shabbos itself. So if God says, "Rav Litzarech Mitzvah," you can tell him to do any Malach Litzarech Mitzvah. After and then Bishul Shabbos, even if the mitzvah is not related to Shabbos. We say this later in Simin Shin Mem Beis. Ayin Shom, Mishnah Berurah, look over there and in the Mishnah Berurah. Sefkar Tezayin, or something that he's Torah V'nechbaz Aleh. V'nechbaz Aleh, Kosev HaShal, Rashal explains, Hayin, what does this mean? Kol Dover, anything, Shem Lo Yei Nasa, that if it's not done, Hu Mitzdar B'Shabbos, he's going to be upset about it on Shabbos. Such a thing, Shor Elasos Ayde Yehudi Ben Eshmoshos. Such a thing can be done by a non-Jew during twilight. But my heart beats and tells me to be strict if this isn't actually for Shabbos, but for something he needs after Shabbos. So what's the heter? Because he'll feel bad all Shabbos about it. But that should only be allowable if it's something you'll need on Shabbos. But you'll need it once it's Shabbos, you shouldn't be mekel. Ach, but emu hafsid meruba, if you're dealing with something which could incur a great loss, or tzorch gadol, or a really great need, Shari Shvusin Vineshmoshus, we will allow the Isdor Bonon during twilight. Ubefrat Shvus Tamir Lein Yehudi, less Maisel, especially if the Isdor Bonon is telling a non Jew instructions, there's no activity involved. Valkin Mutter Loim Lein Yehudi Vineshmoshus, that's why you can tell the non Jew during twilight, Lahad Likner Yardsight, to light a Yardsight licht. Meachash Oom this Haran, because people are careful with it, and if they don't do it, they feel terrible. They feel horrible. They forgot to light the licht. That's called a big tzarech, even though you don't need it for Shabbos at all. It's not do Shabbos. But he'll feel terrible if it's not done, so you can make him. Ad kan l'shonu b'kitzur. That is briefly what the Marshal writes. Sifgo and Yudzayin. If someone is makabel Shabbos early, shor shtayim, an hour or two before, it says, dafka shor shtayim, it's only if it's an hour or two before. Avachatzi shor samlecha chashecha. Let's say it's a half hour before shkia. Does after the Bekol Mekoyim is Yisrael Kibbalim Shabbos? Maybe it's possible that already by then all the Yidden around were Mekabal Shabbos already. Chamir Tfei, it's more strict. V'asur, and then it's forbidden. I feel lo melein Yehudi shiyas malocha, even to tell Naju to do malocha. Miu again, however, the Tzorech Mitzvah, if it's for a mitzvah shari, it'll be mutter. V'afilu lefimasha proseka mechaber lekamet sifdad, even based on what the Shulchan Aruch says later in sifdad, the after Kabbalah Shabbos osur la'avor afila shvus mokam mitzvah. That after Kabbalah Shabbos, you're not allowed to do an iser, even iser d'rabbonon, the mokam mitzvah. Mikamokam the inyan amir then Yehudi. But when it comes to telling a nadjur do malacha lo machmarina tefei benesh moshes, it's not going to be more strict than benesh moshes. Sifkan yudches lo mar then Yehudi lahadik. So we can tell the nadjur to light a lamp. Afila shaloi b'mokam mitzvah. This doesn't need mokam mitzvah. The kiman she'ori yom gadol, since there's plenty of time to Shabbos starts, bevada yesh mekoyim shidayin lo kibolim Shabbos. Certainly there are places that were not mekala Shabbos. Ve'oysin be'atzman malachin, and people do malachin themselves. Dailon u'bamesh aydeha kabbalah nishbos batzmenu mimalacha. So it's enough if the fact he was mekabel Shabbos that he won't do the malacha. But the tell the non-Jew is fine. Ve'dan, you should know something else. De'be'in yoneinu, in this case, Irina Chat Sibir should be Iro Kilim Hashabis. We're talking about when the Tzibur in his city were Makabal Shabbos. Vachal Kedusha Shabbos Bal Korcho. So the Kedusha Shabbos comes even against his will. Afilim Echelo Yirz Makabal. Even if some didn't want to Makabal. If the whole city was Makabal, he has to Makabal Shabbos. Vachin Kasev Lom with any Hudi. So he says, tell a non-Jew with time enough for the reason we said before, because there are other places that were not Makabal Shabbos yet, and they do Malacha, so he could tell them to do Malacha. Al Be Yachid. Shekibah Alav HaShabbos. But if you have an individual who's Mekabel Shabbos himself, but no one in the city was Mekabel Shabbos yet, or many in the city were not Mekabel Shabbos, Mutter Afilu Loimar L'Yisrael Chaveiro, then forget about the non-Jew. He could tell his Jewish neighbor, Shiyas Lo Malacha, do Malacha for him. K'lekamam B'Simen Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Yitzan, like we say in Simen Reish Samach Gimel, Ayin Shom HaTam, Mishnah Berurah, look over there, the reason Mishnah Berurah. So it's only when all his neighbors are Mekabel Shabbos early that he has to come on to getting a non-Jew. But if his neighbors weren't Mekabel Shabbos yet, he could just ask any of the Jewish neighbors to do Malacha for him. You know, he was Mekabel Shabbos, but there's plenty of time yet. So forget Amir La'akim, you can even have Amir La'Yisrael, you can ask a non-Jewish neighbor to do the Malacha for you.